It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're talking about people need people, and we're going to zoom in and focus on when community hurts. Scripture comes from Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Even imperfect people need each other, and that's where the healing begins, with forgiveness. Community is beautiful, but it can also be kind of messy. Relationships, no matter how strong or godly, are made up of flawed people with sharp edges, old wounds, and misunderstandings, and so many unmet expectations. But sooner or later, you will be hurt by someone you care about, and you'll likely hurt someone too. It's tempting to withdraw when we get wounded, right? We just want to hide out. We build up emotional walls to protect ourselves. We say things like, I'm better off alone, or I can't trust anyone anymore. But isolation is not healing. That is a slow erosion of your soul. And Paul's words to the Ephesians come not as a suggestion, but as a command. Be kind, be compassionate, forgive. Why? Because this is what Jesus has done for us. Christ forgave us when we didn't deserve it. He was kind when we were rebellious. He leaned in when we pulled away. Forgiveness isn't easy, and it doesn't mean forgetting or even excusing someone's behavior. What it does mean is releasing the right to get even. It means choosing to love and rebuild where the enemy wants to divide. If the enemy can divide God's people, he can weaken their witness. But when we choose forgiveness and grace, we shine a light that draws others to Jesus, and we reflect the gospel more clearly when we get everything right. But when we walk through relational messiness with love and mercy. So the question today is, has someone in your circle hurt or disappointed you? Maybe it was unintentional. Maybe they never apologized. I hate it when that happens. Maybe they never even knew how deeply they wounded you. Sometimes that's the case. This pain is real, though, but so is the power of forgiveness. So you don't have to feel ready to forgive in order to begin, but start by asking God to soften your heart and then trust Him to walk through the process, even if you've wronged someone, and take the courageous step to make it right. So think of a relationship in your life that's been strained, broken, or distant because of hurt, and ask today for God to show you the first step toward healing, whether it's praying for that person or sending a message or simply forgiving them in your heart. Well, you might not be able to fix everything today, but you sure can move one step closer to restoration. Father, thank you for the unending forgiveness you offer us. You've never turned us away in our failure. Help us to extend that same grace to others and heal the broken places in our hearts caused by the wounded relationships. Give us the strength to forgive, the humility to apologize, and the wisdom to know when and how to rebuild trust. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.